Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter. Also available by 3-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Winter is coming. That's my best Stark voice for all you Game of Thrones fans. Because winter is coming, great time to clean not only physically, but also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm going to cover all these areas as well as a new one. If you didn't do any decluttering over the spring or summer, now is a great time to clear some clutter and get settled for shorter days and longer nights. Every client I work with is given a clutter-free living maintenance plan because if we don't keep up with the work, it will go back to the way it was and clutter will accumulate. The changing of the seasons is a great reminder to declutter. We tend to want to hunker down when it gets colder. See if you can practice not buying and bring more stuff into your home. Stop it before it starts. If you declutter and then buy more stuff to refill your home, you're back to square one before you know it. So that's the first place to begin. If you can't do an overhaul of everything, here are some suggestions that can have a big impact. If you listen to my spring cleaning podcast, work on areas that you didn't declutter in the spring. Clothes. Release clothes you didn't wear in spring or summer. Take the time to try on fall clothes and let go of what no longer fits, you don't like, or that still have tags on them. This is a big area where people get stuck, so if you can check it twice a year, you'll be ahead of the game. Files. Now's a great time to go through professional and personal files. Check out manuals.com. They have many manuals online, and that can lighten your filing load as manuals tend to be pretty thick. The 80-20 rule is especially true here, and that rule says that we only use 20% of what we own. We don't use 80% of it. Be ruthless. Check with your lawyer, accountants, and work for retention guidelines. Now is also a great time to start gathering and organizing receipts for taxes if you haven't done so already. When I was living in LA, I was a personal assistant for a few months. I will never forget taking a bag full of receipts into the accountant. I was mortified. She was like, "No worries, I get paid to do this." She probably paid someone $10 an hour to organize a receipt while charging her hourly rate to the client. Decluttering and getting organized does save you money. CDs, tapes, and videos. I include this because I recently went through many of these. Yes, I'm from the mixtape era. With MP3s and all the electronics, these may be a thing of the past. If you have these, take the time to go through them. And again, remember everything's a process. I had 6 memory boxes in the basement of my parents' house, and they finally said, "Here, you've got to take these." It was after actually seeing me give a lecture about, "Don't keep your kids' stuff around. They're not at home anymore. Give it back." So it took me a couple years. I now have everything down to one box, which is pretty good, and I'm going to be digitizing a lot of that soon. But good time to go through the CDs, tapes, and videos and your memory boxes while we're talking about that. Again, because I kept with it, I brought it from 6 boxes down to 1. And I went through a bunch of mixtapes and saved a handful of the mixtapes I really liked that represented some college years where I worked in the summer. And I'm going to get those digitized. So again, just releasing. As long as you stay with it, you can eventually make a dent to it. So don't feel like you have to get everything done in one go, but definitely do some of that work this fall. Computers. Speaking of MP3s and other electronics, our computers can become a haven for clutter. Take the time to clean up your desktop and files now. Glasses and dishware. we tend to have a lot more of these than we actually use. Go through and look at what you really use. Donate the rest. If you entertain a lot, you can always borrow from friends or rent. Stuff you know you aren't using. Let it go now. Don't put it off. We have an area downstairs where I collect what I'm going to donate. I take it right downstairs to the red couch, and within a few weeks, I have enough to call for donations to pick up. Create an area in your house and start doing that. Make a list and set aside time during the weekends or the week to get all the tasks done. It's really a lot to do in a weekend, so I encourage people to take a month or so they don't get overwhelmed. Okay, let's start with some more physical clutter outside, some things for fall cleaning. Clean your gutter and downspouts. Rake leaves weekly, dispose via the city or county regulations, or mulch to use for soil around plants and shrubs. Build a composter to collect leaves, garden, and food waste. As it's decomposed, it becomes great soil conditioner to use in the spring. And also check out your local city or county government. We got our composter and aerator when they're having a special encouraging people to do that. Clean your planting areas. Remove and discard annuals. Cut back the spent perennial steps up to the ground. Rake up twigs, broken stems, and discards. It's a great way to, if you want to have a high school student come help you with that, if you're challenged on that with yard work, and you can usually get it done cheaply and quickly with a much younger body. Wrap plants that aren't winter hardy. After the cold weather sets in, shape and trim trees and shrubbery as needed. Again, that will depend on where you live. Here in the South, in October, I'm in Raleigh, it's still hot. I can go to the beach for the next month. Plant winter hardy bulbs like tulips and daffodils. Tamp down soil with leaves. Mow grass as needed. Fertilize as appropriate for your climate. And here we have a great Ace Hardware store. When I was doing spring, they said, oh, you missed it. Wait until the fall to plant your grass seed. I had done some in the front, but ask someone who knows what they're doing. They're usually a great resource. Drain your sprinkler system and hoses. Remove hoses from the spigot and store coiled and flat. If you hang it, it causes weak spots, and that's the last thing you want for your hose. Caulk gaps or cracks in your home's exterior. Close or install storm windows. Clean and store any patio, pool, and outside furniture. Winterize your lawn mower by draining gas, sharpening the blade, and changing the oil. Prepare for storage by draining the fuel tank or add fuel protectant. Clean off the dirt and debris. I know I'm the one that does the mowing. If you keep care of your lawnmower, it'll last. We're on year 8 with ours. Test and operate your snowblower. Check to make sure you have shovels on hand as well as an emergency kit in cars. When I was about 4 or 5 years ago driving to West Virginia, I got stuck. I had to say, we got a ton of snow in North Carolina near Mount Airy, and I had to stay overnight, and a trip that should have taken 7 or 8 hours the next day took 15, and I wasn't prepared. I didn't have an emergency kit, so make sure you create one. Lots of great resources out there, but blankets, a snow shovel, something to scrape ice with, some food, especially if you're going to be traveling, but make sure you have that in your car. Stock up on plant-friendly ice melt and salt. Here are some things to do inside for fall cleaning. Your spring clothes, anything that needs to go to the dry cleaners, get that done and store it. Clean your dryer vent. Schedule fall furnace inspection and chimney cleaning before the cold weather sets in. Now, I did suggest chimney cleaning in the spring, so if you didn't do it, make sure you do it now. If your furnace has a pilot light, check to see it's in working order. If you use firewood, order it now. Make sure you know what kind of firewood is okay to burn. This was something my husband and I learned a few years ago. He had chopped some wood in the back, and my father's like, you can't use pine to burn. Change your air filters on oil-burning furnaces. Change in the inline fuel filter. Stock up on furnace filters. Clean your dehumidifiers before storing. Make sure they're working properly before storing. Check batteries in your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide protectors. Do it with the changing of time when we fall backwards. Get a fire extinguisher for your kitchen if you don't already have one. Check your caulking around the windows and seals around the doors. Now is the time to get any help you need reserved and on the calendar. If you're throwing a party and need a caterer, bartenders, hiring someone as Santa Claus, don't wait until the last minute. Get on their calendars now. Okay, mental clutter, it's fall. I want you to check in if you are worrying about something. If your life is worry-free, congratulations. I would love to have you as a guest. If there is something or multiple things you worry about, check in. Worrying keeps you stuck and prevents you from taking action. Your mind can create so many negative scenarios. When you catch yourself worrying about something, stop. Is there something in that moment that you can do to ease your mind? If not in that moment, can you do something later that day or that night? Spend time trying to brainstorm solutions for whatever is troubling you. When I was really struggling, I had a worry jar. Some people call it a guard jar or a universe jar. Every day, I would write down my worries and give them over to a higher power when I put it in the jar. After a while, I didn't worry as much, and it did make me feel supported. Maybe you need to wear a rubber band on your wrist and snap it every time you are worrying about something to bring you back. Find something to stop worrying in its tracks, and then take some sort of action to find a solution for your concerns. Remember, when we're worrying, we're just spinning your wheels. Taking action helps alleviate that. Emotional clutter. I struggle with how my body looks. I'm built like my mother, with thick arms and a belly. In the past, I'd often yell at my body for being wrong and ugly. Then I heard about Japanese researcher Masaru Emoto, who I believe died earlier this year. He took pictures of water crystals in various circumstances, after healings, listening to heavy metal music, and during prayer. The differences are profound. Dr. Emoto discovered that thoughts and feelings affect physical reality. Our bodies are over 70% water, so there is reason to believe that negative thoughts have physical repercussions. Different focused intentions, written and spoken, change its expression depending on what's presented. Google Dr. Emoto for more information and to see the pictures of the water crystals. How do you talk to yourself? Are you kind and loving or mean? Become very aware of how you speak to yourself. I like to say I don't want to be my own worst enemy, but instead my own best friend. Most times we are on autopilot and not even aware of how we think and act. Get in the habit of paying attention to how you're treating yourself and put positive behaviors into place if need be. Say something negative about yourself, immediately say something you love about yourself. If you're really struggling, call a friend for support. Make a list of all the things you love and admire about yourself and look at it each day. If you need to get professional help, seek it. Getting help and support is not a sign of weakness. It's strength because you are acknowledging something needs to change and you need someone with skills that can help you. Spiritual fall cleaning. Holidays are fast approaching. If the holidays aren't a wonderful time for you, getting in a solid gratitude practice will help support you during the holidays. It's very easy to commit to something and then have it fall to the wayside. Check in where you are and see where you are with your gratitude practice. Is it a daily practice for you? If not, how can you incorporate it into your daily life? When you are grateful for what you have in your life, you don't have the need to accumulate and collect more. But gratitude helps us in so many other ways. It helps release mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter as well. Would keeping a diary by your bedside help? Would saying what you're grateful for upon waking or right before going to bed create a sustainable habit? Would volunteering at a cause you're passionate about support you as a way to say thanks? Find something that works for you and stick to it. And remember, it's okay if you forget a day and don't do anything here, but I found that it truly can make a big difference if you commit to doing it daily. I now want to introduce energetic clutter. Have you ever walked into a room right after an argument? You can feel the tension. It doesn't feel good, and you most likely don't want to stay in that room. Now is a great time to do a check of your house and how each room in your house feels. Does it feel good? Does the energy feel light or stuck and heavy? Do you tend to gravitate towards one room over others? How does that room feel? Go around and do an energetic clutter check for each room and start becoming familiar with what it feels like. Sit quietly with your eyes closed and see how a room feels. You may not even need to do that. The energy might be strong, so strong you feel it completely. And even if you have spent some time, say you had a room that was very cluttered and decluttered it, a lot of time you still feel that stuck, stagnant energy. So it's important to do a check. I'm going to do a more in-depth podcast this month on how to do a space clearing, but wanted to introduce this now. Begin practicing being able to assess how your space feels. All right, everyone, time to get started on some fall cleaning and clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter, also available by three-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.